By now, you know, right now, I'm in Doha, Qatar for the Doha 2011 Arab Games, and on trips like this, there are always fascinating people and strange new experiences. People like the Lebanese guy I'm working with, Cesar. He speaks Arabic, English, and French, and it's like no big deal to him. There's Mudar and Majed, the Syrian crazy brothers, who speak both Arabic and English fluently. There's Dirk, the German communications engineer, who speaks German, English, and Russian. This guy, before, during, and after the Summer Olympics, spent more time living in China in 1 year than he did at home. He's traversed the states, though, with death metal bands. It's as if there's nothing he hasn't seen or experienced. To me, these are all amazing people. Then there's the rest of us in that booth, the Americans. There's my buddy Todd, who does speak some great Spanish, always comes in handy in Nueva York, amigo. Then there's me, Matt, and Chris, and we can't communicate with anyone in their native tongue. The company who hired us is French, we're clueless. Arabic? Forget about it. In fact, from what I understand, I actually butchered a woman's name so ridiculously today, it was the equivalent of saying something like, "Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Schitt's McGee." It's funny, as Americans, in our own insular world, we can't help but feel like we have it made compared to the rest of the world. Yeah, we're thankful for what we have and we protect it. But when you start to wander beyond those comforts of home, it's amazing how, if you have any level of introspection whatsoever, how inadequate you feel. Oh, and before I sign off here, another thing from this experience. One of the most fascinating things to watch while sitting in the food court of an overly opulent shopping mall in Doha, two black-clad, fully veiled women, with only their eyes exposed, eating a super-sized McDonald's batch of French fries. It's an amazing thing to see. I personally would deal with that once and immediately change my religious and cultural beliefs. At least it's kind of like a mini workout while willingly spreading lard on your thighs. I probably shouldn't have stared, but then again, I'm an inadequate American. Just ask Schitt's McGee. She'll tell you all about it.